mercy of the Lord, the compassion of the Lord, and endure whatever suffering that comes, and engage in devotional service, revive Bakubir, Vida Dhamma Namaste, relieve from the heart, with words, with the body, with all one's activities, one should just engage in emotional service, no matter what reactions are coming due to one's past activities. And Jivetya Mukti Padesha Dharipa. Then, liberation, not just Mukti, but Param Mukti, Prem Bhakti, then ultimately one will achieve that. So Narada Muni, his mood in approaching King Vaisakha was like this. But he did not directly say like that. But rather he said, let me tell you a story of a king. Because you're performing so many animal sacrifices, and by performing these animal sacrifices, so many reactions are coming. So let me tell you a story about a king. And he narrates the story of Puranja. So Puranja means he who enjoys, literally means one who enjoys the material body. As the story goes, Puranja, he's wandering around the earth, feeling dissatisfied, looking for a sense gratification. But he's getting frustrated because he cannot find a good place where he can enjoy life. So finally, south of the Himalaya Mountains, he finds a tract of land, Bharatvash. And there, he comes across a city with 9 gates. Also, the city has three huge domes, assembly halls, very nicely decorated. So these 9 gates, they symbolize the 9 gates of the body. Two eyes, the ears, mouth, nostrils, rectum, and genitals. So, the domes, they signify the three modes of nature: goodness, passion, and ignorance. The three modes of material nature. And also within this city, said to be in the center, their houses, which are decorated with sapphires, rubies, pearls, all diamonds, all types of valuable jewels. And that center is the heart. That is the heart of the living entity. And these valuable jewels represent the different material desires, the desires to enjoy within the material world. So, on the outskirts of this city, also described that in the walls, and many things are described, but I'll just give it this explanation. So, the outskirts, there's a park with a lake in it, and the time of the year is springtime. It's very, very pleasing time of the year. The spring breeze is blowing on the leaves, flowers, and it's creating an erotic sensation in the air. Very sensual. And at that time, Puranjan, he sees a very beautiful lady. She's dressed in a yellow sari, gold belt, and very, very beautiful, to explain the Bhagavatam. Very nicely shaped, and Puranjan is automatically just attracted, he's captivated, he's entranced. So, Puranjan, just bewildered, stumbles over to the lady. Here he is, he's a king, great controller, but just seeing such a form before him, already his knees are wobbling. More than mine are wobbling us right now. So, Puranjan, he approaches the lady, and then he asks, "Who are you? Who may you be? Are you the goddess of fortune? Are you Lakshmi? Lakshmi Devi? The wife of Lord Narayan? And if you are, where is the lotus flower? Or are you Bhavani, the wife of Lord Shiva? Or Parvati, or might you be one of the damsels from the heavenly planet. But your feet, they're touching the ground, so we can understand that you're not a damsel from the heavenly planet. So what is your origin? Where did you come from? And this lady, she was being accompanied by 10 servants, and each servant had 100 wives, and protecting her was a serpent with 5 hoods. So they explain that the servants, they represent the 5 knowledge acquiring senses and the 5 working senses, and the wives of the servants represent the different desires to enjoy within the material world again. And the lady herself represents material intelligence. And the serpent with the 5 hoods represents the 5 life ears. So she replies that I do not know my origin, and these people who accompany me, my friends, I do not really know their origin or my protector, the serpent. But I do not know how this path is manifest, but I know that this is an arrangement for me to give you enjoyment. So she starts to speak with Purandam and explains how there's nobody in the world but him, and starts to sweet talk him. And then she explains that grihastha life, that not grihastha life, married life, that this is such a nice situation where we can engage in religiosity, we can engage in economic development, self gratification. And at the end, we may think a little bit about liberation. He said, but those transcendentalists who are going around chanting Hare Krishna, that they don't know the happiness that we get from our material sense gratification. They cannot conceive. So she's speaking like this, and Puranjan is laughing it all up. So, they get married, and they have 1,200 children, 1,100 boys, and 110 girls. So enjoying family life like this, Grihamedi life. This is Grihamedi life, not just family life. So enjoying like this, then Purandam, because it states in the Gita that this eternal enemy known as lust is insatiable enemy that is never satisfied. So even though he had very nice wife, she was very chaste to him, very, very beautiful, but still he had the desire to go out hunting. So Srila Prabhupada in the Turquoise says that he wasn't just hunting for animals, but he was going hunting for other ladies. So so then he went out into the forest and performed his heinous activities, killing different animals and upsetting so many citizens. And then when he came back, he couldn't find his wife. But looking, then finally he found her laying down in a very practically unconscious state. So he was very disturbed and trying to revive her, but she wouldn't come to. So then he started to speak to her and speak sweet words. And finally, she came to and after giving him the shock of his life, then she started to please him again by her very chaste behavior. So it stated that then that his wife, she controlled Kuranda, that if he said stand, she stood, said sit, said go there, she went there, go there, went there. But she controlled by very subtle means, that apparently he was a great warrior, very, very strong and powerful, but he was completely under her grip. And he went on like this, forgetting the goal of life, to achieve Krishna praying, love of God. And he went on many years. Then it's explained that one Gandhava, he came on the scene, and this Gandhava, he was the personification of time. So, in due course of time, though the serpent that was protecting Purandam was getting old, was getting weak, and time had a daughter, and the daughter was old age and invalidity, and she just happened to be looking for a husband. So she, old age and invalidity, another person is death. So she went to Narada Muni and wanted to marry Narada Muni, but Narada Muni is very strict brahmachari, and he could not satisfy her. So she got angry and she cursed him that he would not be able to stay any place for more than 3 days. Then she, looking, then she came in contact with
the brother of death.
The brother of death called. What did he represent? There was Prajwara,
high fever,
and there's the Yavin king who was there personified. So he said that there was no need to get married, you can just be my sister and we can enjoy, no problem. So they formed an army of fair personified, old age invalidity, death all in one time, and fever. And they attacked Purandam. And Purandam, by this time, his defense mechanism was so weak, the vital ears from so much enjoyment, that he got dragged out of his body. But because Purandam being dragged out of his body, he was attached to his family situation, he was attached to his wife, because she was such a good wife, very beautiful, very chaste to him. So, due to this attachment, it's stated Jamyam Bhati Smaram Bhavam Shadat Yamte Kalevaram Sam Sami Vaishkundeya Sarasat Bhavam Bhavitaha. That whatever one is thinking at the time of death, that state one will achieve. So, in his next birth, he took birth as a female due to being attached to his wife. And he was Vaidavi, the daughter of King Vaidava. And she was then married to Maharaj Malaidwaj, who was a very great devotee of the Lord. So when Malaidwaj, he retired from his kingdom, he went and he performed his austerities and devotional service, and received the kingdom of God. So Vaidavi, the wife, had followed behind him, and she was serving him in every way that she could. So she was ready to enter into the fire by which his body was being burnt. But at that time, an old friend of Purandam, Ambigata, who was an old friend of Purandam in the previous life, came up in the form of a Brahmin and said, "Vaidavi, don't you remember me? We're old friends. Just like two swans in a lake, we've been together for many, many years. Actually, that Brahmin is the super soul, Lord Paramatma, who had been traveling with Puranjan through his different experiences. And then the Brahmin explained to Vaidavi that actually you're not the wife of Malaidwaj, nor were you the Puranjan, but due to misidentification with the body, thinking the body to be himself, then you have developed the attachment. And this way, the super soul in the form of a Brahmin preached to Vaidavi. So Narada Muni explaining all this to Maharaj Pratinibharisad. But Maharaj Pratinibharisad, he said at that time that I cannot fully understand this. So Narada Muni had to explain again, explaining the different allegories, what everything meant. But still, even though Pratinibharisad, he was Maharaj Pratinibharisad, he was sincere in the sense that when Narada Muni came to his palace, he worshipped Narada Muni as guru and he inquired from him. He inquired that I am caught up in intrusive activities, so how can I get out of this situation? So it's stated in the Bhagavatam, Satsradadana Munayo, Jnana Varatu Yutaya, Pasyanti Atmane, that one who is serious to get out of this repeated cycle of birth and death, that one will inquire, but not just inquire superficially, but to try to inquire deeply into the subject matter of who am I? Why are these threefold miseries affecting me? How can I become free from this situation and actually serve the Lord? So he was inquiring in this mood, and obviously he was a very special person to have such a guru as Narada Muni come to him and give him instruction. But still, due to the attachment, he could not quite understand. So Narada Muni told him another story. He told him the story of a deer that was enjoying with family, but not realizing that in front, behind some bushes, there's a tiger ready to eat him up. And behind was a hunter ready to shoot. That the tiger represented time element, which is taking away the duration of life. And behind, the hunter represents death. So in the same way, he was explaining that we have so much time allotted to us in this life. And that time is meant for self-realization. That is explained in the first canto of Bhagavatam. That one's energy should be utilized towards liberation, not sense gratification. So that time should be utilized in that way for self-realization, because at every moment, the time that one loses, one cannot get back. That time is so valuable. So in this way, he was preaching to him the importance of taking to self-realization immediately. Because in the back of the mind of Maharaj Pratinibharisad, he was thinking that my sons are doing some austerities there to take on the post of progenitors, Prajapati. So let me arrange that. Then after, I will be known. So he was preached to so excellently by Narada Muni, and I'm sure I've probably blown a few people out, but anyway. he was preached to so excellently by Narada Muni that he immediately gave up his situation, and then he took to the life of an ascetic. Hare
Krishna. So you should try to understand this pastime. How to uproot? You should know. Afterward, that Hiranyakashipu thought that I am enjoyer of this world. Kans thought like that. So many kings thought like that. am in your upset world. So you should know that we are all like Puranjan. Not satisfying by one wife. Divorcing 20, 24, 25, 100 wives and making new wives, new husbands, seeking, enjoying. But at last, a very old age will come, and she will marry. Forcibly she will marry, and you will have to give up everything. And in the last time, what ambition you have here, you will have to be there. So give up all the desires. Human body, Krishna has mercifully given. So we should not destroy in making sense gratifications. It is not for this. Only to serve Krishna and to realize Atma and Krishna himself. And to serve Krishna. Only for Pijo. In other bodies, we cannot realize all these things. Only in a human body. So at last you saw that Puranjan gave up everything by the association of Narada Rishi, and he came in the renounce order and he served Krishna and he went to serve Krishna. So we should try to make it this. Don't try to only test these words, sense gratification, and I cannot live by without this. You can. When old age will come, you will have to give up all these things. So, from beginning, you should be very careful, like Puranjan, to obey the orders of Srila Narada Rishi and make a very sacred life to practice Bhakti Yoga. Then your life will be successful. First time I came last year, and I have no any touch with Buddha Prabhu. He came to me and he told that I have noted something from your graha and everything, and he told that very soon you will be very famous in the whole world. I could not realize all these things. But he told, before I have no idea that I will go all round world, east and west and everywhere. I had no desire to go out of Vrindavan. I was a very simple desire that I will be always observed in Vrindavan, chanting and remembering. He told that, no, you cannot sit there. You have to go all round world and very soon you will be famous in everywhere. Your books will go everywhere. Now I am seeing his benediction. That he, all things have come true. What he told about 1 hour to me. And I am seeing now that very easily I am going here, there, Australia, Indonesia, Singapore. It is very hard for me to go there, enter in Singapore. But Krishna arranged everything. Swamiji arranged everything, my Gurudev. He foretold all these things. So now I am seeing also that he is not forecasting, but he is also helping so much. And where there are some obstacles, there were in America, here and there, he always helped me. So I am so debted to him. I cannot repay him. I want that he should stay 2 minutes, a couple of minutes.
The very rare opportunity to be in the presence of people who are striving to find God and to serve God and to practice spiritual life. And it's even more rare opportunity to be in the presence of someone who has dedicated their entire life to serving God, perfecting their spiritual life. You'll excuse me, Maharaj, I'm not feeling very well.
There is some, right?
Yes, Mr.
The Buddha has diabetes. There is some juice.
Juice is coming.
What can I say? Sometimes one is very fortunate. I feel very fortunate to be in the association of such lovely people, lovely devotees who are around Maharaj. I feel very blessed to be in Maharaj's company. Diabetes is a good analogy.
No diabetes, nothing. Only mood can. Our relationship, and it made you like so. So don't try to hide.
Indeed, I was going to say that the sugar thing is a very good analogy, because I don't know if anybody else experiences the sugar, but when you have the sugar, low sugar, you have this experience of only wanting sugar. No matter what happens. All you can think about is sugar.
We all have to get serious.
Right. I know. I was sitting in my room yesterday, and thinking that I really wanted Maharaj's association. And that the association of a person like Maharaj is so rare and so sweet. Better than sugar. Happily, he drew me here, and I feel very fortunate to be here. I'm not a very eloquent person. I feel very blessed by by Maharaj. Last night I was thinking how fortunate I was, how fortunate I am. Because I feel that despite so many disqualifications, that he has accepted me. And I'm very, very grateful for that. And I think it's very eloquent of him to speak about how the sadhu and the guru give the blessing to take away all of the obstacles to come to Krishna, to come to God. So I pray very sincerely that he continue to draw me to him, and that he continue to bless me and all of my friends here to realize something of Krishna, to realize something of God, and to continue to give me sweet things.
Good morning. Bhakta Joe, please stand up.
Oh, see me?
His name is Lemon.
He is very lucky, he has served me so much. I've changed his name, Jamuna Jeevan. What is Jamuna Jeevan? Not Jamuna Jeevan. Gopis, all cowherd boys, used to go in Jamuna to search Krishna. Gopis always want to meet Krishna and to serve. And there they play so many pastimes. So Jamuna Jeevan, the life of Jamun Prem, which were done between Krishna and Gopis. So his name is Jamun Jeevan, not Jamuna. Jamun Jeevan. Very good name. Jamun Jeevan Prabhu ki.
Bhakta Rai now.
Very good boy.
Brahmachari.
Rasikendra. Rasikendra Das Brahmachari. Who is Rasikendra? Rasik Indra is himself Krishna. So another name of Krishna is Rasikendra. So he is Rasikendra Das Brahmachari. Jai Rasikendra Prabhu ki.
Adi. In Abhi.
Abhi. Oh. What name? Achyuta Mohini. Achyuta is himself Krishna, but she can control. So only Radhika can control Krishna, no other. So his dasi is Achyuta Mohini. Very good name. Achyuta Mohini ki.
Chandra Das.
Chandrasekhar Prabhu ki. You know Chandrasekhar? He was the associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He used to tell him, Bap, 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 like this. Chandrasekhar
Prabhu.
Prabhu ki?
Yeah.
Last death.
Krishna Takti.
Oh, very good. Very good name it was, but we have changed some now.
Krishna Kripa.
Oh, Krishna Kripa Prabhu. Now we will call you Krishna Kripa Prabhu.
Brahmachari.
Krishna Kripa Brahmachari. Your father, mother and everyone will. We will all call you Krishna Kripa Brahmachari.
King.
One more.
Who?
Devesh Modi.
Oh, yes.
Oh, prominent.
Oh, this side. Devesh? Where is Devesh?
Oh, yes. What name?
Dinadayal
Prabhu. Dinadayal. Krishna is Dinadayal. Very good name, Dinadayal. Dinadayal Prabhu ki.
One more thing, the devotees in France, they have made a wonderful program.
Allah, 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 All